This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectikuteitorah.org.
Nice to be with you. And some of you might recognize that the backdrop is Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. And we're approaching the Shabbos of the double Setra, Tazria Metzora. And in the parasha of Tazria, the Alter Rebbe explains the high level of Shabbos, but notes that the Pasuk says that if the abris, a circumcision, should happen to occur on the eighth day on a Shabbos, you break Shabbos to do the bris. And he explains why a bris comes from a higher spiritual level than Shabbos. But Shabbos, of course, is far superior to the regular days of the week. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe explains the virtue of Shabbos and gives an example from eating food. When we eat food during the week and we eat consciously, which means we approach the table with a kavana, that we're going to borrow the soul energy within the food. We make a bracha. A bracha means to draw down a channel that allows us to elevate the soul spark within the food, the spark of soul in the food, and raise it to a higher level, to a higher madrega. And the truth of the matter is that we're able during the 6 days of the week to be able to elevate that spark through three realms, Asiya, Yetzira, and Bria. And that's an amazing feat. And we do this all the time. All the fallen sparks that are hidden within nature, within food, we elevate to a higher plane. Now, comes Shabbos, and on Shabbos we're not allowed to do work. So how is it that we operate on Shabbos in terms of elevating the sparks? So we're told that on Shabbos, we don't do any elevation. But on Shabbos, Hashem does the elevation. That Hashem draws down a further channel that facilitates the elevation of our sparks in their higher plane to even the higher plane of Atzilus, which is called Olam HaTikun, the world where things are ultimately fixed, reach their zenith. And therefore, on Shabbos, everything is elevated. And that's why we say that we must eat all kinds of foods on Shabbos if we can, because we have the capacity to have them elevated. The degree to which you and I consciously operate effectively during the week, elevating our sparks, that is also then creates a dependency on how high Hashem elevates it to the higher plane of Atzilus. Because even in Atzilus, there's a whole gradation. You can Hashem elevates at this point or this point, or this point, depending on our effort here. And that's referred to in Aramaic terminology and in Hasidic and Kabbalistic teaching as our work isarusa dilatata. We create an arousal from below, and the reciprocal response is isarusa dilaelo, that Hashem then is aroused to take it a step further. So just imagine what we achieve during the week. And that's what the Gemara says. When we work to prepare for Shabbos, then Hashem lifts us even higher. Those who work for Shabbos get the reward. So let's do a little meditation to be able to cement that within us. Gently close your eyes and just picture yourself approaching a table on a Sunday or Monday with delicious food on it. And you're tempted to just eat that food for the sake of the taste and the mere enjoyment of it, of the tummy. But you stop yourself and you say, I'm not going to be self-centered. This is not about me. I am going to enjoy it, but the part I'm even going to enjoy more is being able to make a bracha and elevating the soul of the food. I don't exploit the food for myself. I'm elevating the food spark of soul to a much higher plane. And I enjoy the taste of the food because Hashem gave me that reward that if I carry it out with such an intention, why shouldn't I enjoy it? And you do that on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and now it comes to Shabbos. And Shabbos, you approach the same table and you eat food, even more beautifully prepared food, and you enjoy it. But there's a high degree of enjoyment. It's an onek ha'elyon, a supreme enjoyment, where we almost intuitively feel Hashem elevating the sparks that we elevated during the week, all of them, to a much higher plane, and we feel the presence of that higher plane. Spend a moment just enjoying what Hashem is doing for you on a Shabbos as a consequence of what you did during the course of the week in terms of ensuring that you eat and carry out your life altruistically. Gently open your eyes, coming all the way back and being able to enjoy the coming week in the most beautiful way.